email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Cher has over 100 million record sales, an Oscar, an Emmy, a Grammy, 3 Golden Globes, and now a musical about her life. The Cher Show is coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre this summer, and it's directed by Dame Arlene Phillips. And Arlene joins us now on the line. Good afternoon, Arlene.
Good afternoon, Ray. So nice to talk to you.
So the Dame thing, is that recent enough?
The Dame thing is February. I found out, I was sitting at my kitchen table and my PA Roxy walked in with a letter in her hand, and it was recognising me as a Dame, and I could not believe it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's just, it's incredible, because you think of your family, you think of what you've achieved, and it certainly was not a club I ever thought I was going to belong.
Are there any privileges associated with being a Dame? Because say, for example, here in Dublin, if you get the freedom of the city, you can, I think, carry your sheep through St. Stephen's Green or something like that.
That would be exciting. No, I do believe if you mention Dame, you can get a booking in a restaurant. Right. But I've not tried it out yet.
Okay. Right. So the Cher Show, which you're directing, is coming to a Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. You have so much to work with, don't you?
Oh, it's incredible. It's just been the most wonderful opportunity. I love directing. I'm working with Oti Mabuse as choreographer, who does Strictly Come Dancing here. Amazing. But Cher's life, you know, a hit in every decade. I mean, I remember her from when I was in my late teens and being fascinated with everything about her. And she's very, very much a woman who stands up for women's rights, doesn't believe in aging if she can help it. Yeah. And I love everything about her.
Yeah. What was your first memory of Cher? What song did you hear?
I Got You, Babe, Sonny and Cher.
She changed. That was the thing. She adapted, didn't she, throughout the decades?
Totally. I mean, she's like a chameleon. You know, she can switch and change. And also, she's proud of everything she is. You know, the design of her clothing, Bob Mackie in real life, and we have a wonderful actor playing Bob Mackie, and Gabriella Slade, who's just such an incredible designer, has created Cher-like gowns for our three Chers of three different ages who play her live to wear. They always look so glamorous.
Yeah. Hey, you've had an amazing career, Arlene. Like every time we watch Annie at Home, we don't watch it as much as we used to because the kids are getting a bit older. I see your name on the credit roller, the original Annie. You choreographed
it. It's something like 40 years now. And the weirdest thing, I know, and the weirdest thing is most people don't know until they watch the film or, you know, the grandparents are putting it on for their grandchildren, and they'll see the name come up, and people haven't realised that I made that film, A Year of My Life, a glorious year making that film in Los Angeles.
What year was that, Arlene?
1983.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then there are no credits on these, but you have choreographed so many music videos over the years, like this one. This'll give you the jitters when you hear the opening to this.
Elton John.
I'm Still Standing. The south of France that was done in.
Oh my God, the south of France, the best time. Elton was wonderful and generous, and it was just a spectacular 2 days. And what was so glorious that song, you know, I think it's very much symbolic of Elton's life, my life, definitely. My life is, you know, getting close closer and closer to 80. And I'm like, oh, yes, I'm off to work today. Just get me up and out of bed and into work.
What age, do you mind? Is that, that's rude, isn't it? You shouldn't ask a lady with definitely not a dame what age she is.
No, but old. Can you go with old?
Well, you did hint there. You said you were you're approaching 80. I'm looking at the number here. I won't share it with our listeners. Yeah. But amazing, amazing. Way past official retirement age, Arlene Phillips.
Oh, way past. You know what? I believe retirement should be a choice. You know, there are lots of countries and, you know, where retirement is demanded. And many people want to go on working, and some people want to retire early. I think everyone to their own.
I think it's going to change because we're living longer, because they can keep us alive longer. So we'll need to be able to work into our later years. And I saw Dick Van Dyke still dancing. He's in his 90s during lockdown. Do you still dance yourself?
Oh, I do. I'm still choreographing shows, if you can believe it. Yes, I'm just actually opening tomorrow night Greece at the Dominion Theatre. I'm, you know, not the way I could, but, you know, in my head I can still dance. My body isn't as swift or as nimble in any way as I was, but, you know, get me up on a dance floor and I can give you a show.
Yeah, and like a lot of the science suggests that as we age, that dancing is probably the best exercise because there's coordination involved, there's social interaction involved, and of course there's physical action involved as well.
It's everything. You know, dancing, which is why I believe every child should dance from nursery school onwards and upwards, because it's mind, it's body, it's soul. Music and movement together teaches you so much. You count, when you dance, you count steps. You're learning numbers. You're learning to understand them. You're accessing right and left. You're stringing steps together, which is what you do when you're reading. It's language. Dancing teaches you so much because it's physical. It uses your body to help tell a story.
Yeah. No, it's amazing.
Exercise.
Now, can I talk to you about Strictly Come Dancing? Because I could never understand why they got rid of you from the judging panel.
Neither could I. I thought I was fabulous.
But so there was no explanation, was there not?
No, really. No, not really. Just they felt it was time for me to go, I guess. I put it down to that. But I love doing Strictly.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe the figures dropped after you left, which is understandable. But I'd say you have lovely memories all the same, Arlene.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So much love for the show, for the people who perform in it, you know, the judges, everyone, the hosts. Yes, I'll never lose my love for the show.
Yeah, so you still tune in when it's on. Now, the Cher Show is coming to Bord Gáis Energy Theatre this summer. It's the story of Cher's life, and it's directed by Dame Arlene Phillips, who we've just been talking to. Final question on people you choreographed, because you did the late Freddie Mercury as well. You would have choreographed Queen videos.
Oh, yes.
Which ones in particular?
One of them was a Freddie song called I Was Born to Love You, which I absolutely love. We filmed in Canary Wharf with 360 dancers. Now it would all be CGI. And then I did It's a Kind of Magic with Queen. And, of course, I choreographed the original We Will Rock You, also at the Dominion Theatre in London, and went all over the world choreographing that show. So it's a real, real love in my heart.
Yeah,
well, both Freddie and Elton.
Yeah. Listen, it's been a real pleasure talking to you, Arlene. Mind yourself, stay safe.
Thank you. It's lovely talking to you. I could go on all day.
Bye now. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.